Yes, good evening and a warm welcome to the business and economic segment. This is Lecture Hall 1, your trusted classroom when it comes to, you know, all the economic matters. You're of course on air right now with me, Kaveve Themburuka.
Yeah, and Dave Nchombe. Yeah, good evening everybody. Good evening our dear listeners. Welcome to business and economic segment. This is a platform where we talk about business matters. It's a platform where we unpack different topics related to business economics. We talk about the aspect of economic opportunities. We look at national laws. We look at international laws, especially when it comes to economics. We also look at matters of development, especially those which are looking at different ways how we can move our country forward. How can we promote sustainable economic development, which also has an impact in human development. So that's why this is a platform where we also bridge the gap between those who understand economic matters and also those who want to learn. Yeah, we are also drawing lessons from scholars, policymakers, lawmakers, and we invite every one of you, especially those who are interested in the new redeveloped or advanced Namibia, as everyone have been talking about that. And with those words, it's always very good to make sure that at the end of every in-depth conversation that we are going to give, we are always going to give you an opportunity to engage us in the studio, to give your contribution. Because, Kaveh, like I'm always saying, or like we are always saying, we are not the experts.
Mm-mm.
Experts are out there listening to us. But it's always good when you guys are calling, or when experts are calling in, so that you can give your input. Because this is not just a talking show. It's a learning platform. It's a learning platform. It's Lecture Hall 1. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And for today's topic, we're going to be looking at the use of digital tools in order to generate an income.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are living in a digital age and the world is advancing, the world is evolving.
Yeah.
So it therefore becomes important for us to utilize technology or social media platforms or whatever digital concept that we can, you know, in order for us to make an income. Because we do spend so much time consumed on our, you know, our PCs, our phones. We're always using the internet in one way or another. So
yeah.
I think it will be beneficial for us if we can, you know, understand how to use it for productivity rather than just for using it for entertainment purposes. And, you know, just the, you know, looking at videos and stuff, but those things are, you know, they are cool.
Yeah,
they're
just but then looking at memes.
Yeah, looking at memes and all that.
Yeah.
But you have to think about also the long run.
Yeah.
You have to think about how you can make an income, because if you're going to, you know, spend so much time consumed on something,
yeah,
you might as well be making an income off of it.
Yeah, it's true. And when you look at the way the world is standing right now, and you look at the history we come from, you end up realizing that the world has been changing very fast.
Mm.
The world has been changing very fast, from manual work to invention of machines to mid-age. Then you come to the age of you know, engines and all those things, until you come to what people are calling, you know, in the fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah.
People are no more talking about machines. People are talking about data.
Mm-mm.
Data now is ruling the world. Information technology now is ruling the world.
Mm.
Now, in this case now, if you look at, let's look at the population of Namibia. We are looking specifically to young people of Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use the context of from the age of 16 to 35 or 15 to 35. Most of these people, if not all, maybe 80% of these people, either own a cell phone or have access to a cell phone, smartphone for that matter.
Yeah.
You have access to internet. If not all of them, they own or have access to internet.
Mm-mm.
But the question that we are asking ourselves, what are we doing with this kind of technological devices?
Mm.
What are we doing with this kind of technological devices? Do we have other ways of creating income, taking the advantage of the technology that we have?
Mm.
Yeah, those are some of the questions that we need to ask in this conversation.
Yeah.
And those are some of the questions that we're also going to engage deep more on, finding ways. Why can't we do what other kids are doing in other countries?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because when you think about it, you know, when you look at, you know, other countries,
yeah,
even if you're watching, you know, YouTube videos or you're watching TikTok videos, yeah. you find some of these, you know, very young kids.
Yeah.
A person could be like 17 years of age, but then they already, you know, they're driving G-Wagons.
Yeah, yeah.
They're driving Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
And you find that these things that they buy with money that you just generate from through online platforms. You yeah. know, most of them are creators,
yeah.
Social media creators.
Yeah.
Most of them, they do YouTube for a living.
Yeah.
And these are young people, you know, yeah. that are that have made, you know, taken advantage of the platforms that they have access to.
Yeah.
And they are now making a name for themselves.
Mm.
They're building their brand, and most importantly, they know they have an income.
Yeah.
They can sustain themselves. They don't even have to rely on government for, you know, even maybe college funds or whatever it may be. These are yeah. people that can actually, you know, retain their lifestyle. Yeah. And that's an interesting way to look at it, because I feel like in Africa per se, we don't really, yes, we use social media, but I don't think we use it to that extent where we are now, you know, making a living off of it.
Yeah.
We use it more so for entertainment purposes and those things, but I don't think we've really unlocked that yet.
No, I think, you know, Africans, we just like having fun. No, yeah, we like having fun, we like entertainment, and one thing I've realized is that people can compromise their life with entertainment.
Mm-mm.
Just entertainment, having fun, and memories. Yes, that is good, but can you just keep on having memories until the end?
Mm.
This is not right. Now, look, Kave, you know, there are situations where currently as we are speaking, there is somebody sitting in the UK or somewhere in Nigeria or Egypt in front of his or her computer.
Yeah.
With employees, some are in the US, some are in Namibia, a company without an office.
Mm-mm.
And that is digital technology for you. A company without office, running smoothly, people are paid online, it's a well-coordinated company.
Yeah.
And you know how beautiful technology is. Technology will let you to access places that you cannot afford to go.
Mm-mm.
Because if you want to check what is the best hotel in Australia now, you can find it.
Yeah.
If you want to check what is the main product which people are buying in Kenya, you can find it.
Mm.
But I'm not saying let us start a multinational company. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying find a skill that you can use or sell to somebody who can be able to gain from you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Because apart from now, okay, other people are social media manager.
Mm-mm.
But it doesn't mean that when you're a social media manager, you can just start getting money. This thing, they also require you to work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also require you to work hard. But the good thing about technology is that you can set up a company sitting at home, employing people outside the country, and being paid while you are still sitting at home.
Mm-mm.
But it requires resilience also. And it's not a one day thing. But what I'm saying is that young people, how can we do it?
Yeah.
How can we do it? What are some of the mechanisms that we can use? What are some of the techniques that we can use to capitalize on technology?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it pains me to see somebody who has some people may end up catching, but it's right. Somebody who has a very expensive phone. Let me say it's a 15,000 iPhone.
Mm-mm.
But this person is unemployed. You're unemployed, but you're sitting on a tool. Mm. You know what the iPhone can do?
Yeah.
You can download any app. You can become a designer. If you are a good student, you can just become a designer there. Then you can sell your products. But you're just there crying with a very big machine.
Mm-mm.
With a very big machine. And I think it's a mentality of us. Yes, also. You have data. Maybe you have Wi-Fi at home.
Yeah.
And you have a very nice phone. We can take good pictures.
Mm-mm.
You can design. You can learn. You can learn anything.
Yeah.
Then you are there crying.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I think also like for the people, you know, for the graduates who are sitting at home, you know, they're like, the country's not offering jobs, this and that. We can't get into that market.
Yeah.
But then, you know, these are people who have computers at home, and you can offer your expertise, you know, as a freelancer or you can even sell your information through ebooks, for example.
No, let's start with freelancing. It's a very good point, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can just sign up on all these marketplaces or on the internet, and then you can just be offering your expertise.
Yeah.
You can be offering your skills, you know, through social media, through online engines, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be sitting at home like that. So I think we have to really untap that market and to really unlock that part in us where, you know, we are exploring these online opportunities that are available for us.
Yeah, let's go to the commercial break, then we can come and continue.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economics segment. Welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. Yeah, David Chombe. Yeah, with Kave. And today we are talking about how can young people or anybody can take advantage of digital technology in order to make income.
Mm.
Yes, Kave, you were talking about freelancing.
Mm.
You know, if you are a graduate, because the best thing that anybody can do is to sell the skills that you get.
Mm-mm.
Some of the skills are very practical and they are very difficult to sell. But how can you commercialize the skills that you have? Let me say you are an educator.
Mm.
You got a degree, you got a diploma, you got a certificate, whatever you get. Then you are not able to generate income. At home, it's very difficult. But you have a computer at home. What can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do? You can offer online classes. Those are some of the basic things that you can do to make money.
Mm.
You can offer online classes. How you get clients, it also requires technology. How you connect to your clients is also required technology.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, if you are on Facebook and, you know, there are millions of people who are on Facebook and that is your market.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are on Facebook and that is it's your market. Maybe you can tap into the market of people within your country.
Mm.
Yeah, then you can be able to engage somebody. You get paid, people that you don't even see.
Yeah.
You get paid, then you move forward. Where good things are coming.
Mm.
Yeah, because this thing really of us crying, yes, it's very difficult to speak if you're not in a situation. But it's also very bad to not do anything about the situation that you find yourself.
Mm.
Because if you have a computer, that is an asset that you have.
Yeah.
Because if you can just think about those years where people had offices but they did not have computers.
Yeah.
Then you trace back to say, how did computer get into the market? When computer got into the market, do you know how many people were fired?
Mm.
It means that this machine can do the work of a lot of people.
Yeah.
It can design, it can market, it can you can draft a document that can be paid for that.
Mm-mm.
You can come up, you can do anything which a human being can do. Because a computer, you just punch in your instruction.
Yeah.
Because it's about you downloading the right software also. Because a lot of people, they are very smart enough to download those softwares and learn.
Mm-mm.
Some people become designers. Some become DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just the use of technology.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I also think, you know, with technology, you know, anybody can be successful.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about things like a digital business, yeah. It's something that anybody can own.
Yeah.
Because all it requires is for you to sign up to a website or to an e-store.
Yeah.
And then you put your products there and, you know, you start running your business. So as long as you have, you know, ways on how you will pay your people or how you will distribute your products.
Yeah.
Then you can actually own a business online. So when it comes to e-commerce and digital businesses, I feel like those are areas that anybody can really tap into.
Yeah.
But maybe the limitations rather lies with us because a lot of the times people are like, you know, I can't do that or I can't do this. I feel like the limits are within us. We're the ones who are limiting ourselves because these are things that are at our disposal and we can just access them. But then we don't do that because we have all this kind of mindset that we can't do this, we can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's also the mindset of us not trying to do it. Those things, because when you look at most of the successful companies in the world, these are some of the guys who never had offices.
Mm.
They call it a suitcase business. A suitcase business is a business that you can carry anywhere.
Yeah,
that is a business which is operating from the laptop.
Mm.
But these guys end up owning bigger assets than companies which have been in existence. If you look at somebody like everyone, give an example of Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-mm.
The guy came up with Facebook, then he became so powerful than the guys who have been in the industry for a very long time.
Mm-mm.
And he's a young guy, and you end up realizing to say, no, technology is so beautiful that it does not care about who's competing with who.
Mm.
It's just caring about how can you innovate.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just caring about how can you innovate, and you can really do bigger things. But at the end of the day, Kaveh,
mm.
it's not something which is going to be brought to you. you have to fight again for this thing.
Yeah.
Even marketing, you know, marketing is even more easier because you design and post.
Yeah.
Yeah, you design and post, whether it's a video, whether it's a poster, then people see.
Mm.
And that is how you attract customers also.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do marketing for people also, because some of you guys, you are blessed, you have nice, you have followers, especially a lot of ladies, you follow us.
Yeah.
But use that platform. Don't just bring about having 20,000 followers on Instagram, for example.
Yeah.
Why can't you use that to what? To tap into that market, because some of these guys are your customer base.
Yeah.
Because I'm more likely to buy from you if I follow the content that you are doing, if I follow everything that you are doing on either Facebook or WhatsApp or so. Because don't just be like a meme lord. because memes are so interesting that a lot of people end up want this. They just want to laugh. They want happiness. They want comedy.
Mm-mm.
But for how long you are going to be a meme lord or you are following memes?
Yeah.
Because come up with something productive. Maybe use that also to your advantage, because it's always good to make sure that whatever you want to do, capitalize on situation that you are finding yourself, especially the situation where you have people.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because Facebook is a community on its own. Instagram is a community on its own. If you have 20,000 followers, let me say 10,000 of them are not real followers. You still have numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, then maybe 2,000 of them are also not good, but you still have numbers. If you are selling a certain product, then you sell to 100 people. I think, unless you are selling it for $1.
Yeah.
Unless you are selling it, even if you are selling it for $1, you get something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. And yeah. I think also the most important thing is to have people talking about your product.
Yeah.
Because even if they're not buying, them just seeing it somewhere online, they're still going to talk about it. And eventually, if they're talking about it, somebody else is going to be interested, or somebody who's interested is going to know to hear them talking about it. And then eventually you'll get your customers like that also. Yeah. So that's why even your marketing strategies and all that, everything that you post regarding your business is very important, because even though you are targeting this specific group of people, and maybe they turn out not to be the ones who are actually, you know, purchasing the item, still they're going to create a buzz in society, because they're going to be talking about, oh, Kaveh posted this or she posted that.
Yeah.
Then eventually that's how other customers come on and they hear about the product and then they start buying as well.
Yeah. And sometimes because I've seen this, I have a lot of friends on my phone. Some of these are the guys who are with this order with me.
Mm-mm.
Some they are selling different products. But one thing I've realized is that there are those who are very serious about their business.
Mm.
Some are very serious. They are not making money. But the fact that they are very serious, every morning when the person is waking up, is making sure that I post this on Facebook,
Mm-mm.
I post this on Instagram, I advertise it on Twitter,
and
I advertise it on other social media platform every day. When people are viewing your status and they are not buying, that is not a problem.
Mm.
The problem is when you give up, because this person, after maybe 1 month, you realize to say, no, I've seen something that this person want uploaded by Kaveh.
Yeah.
Because that is marketing, because marketing is about putting your product in the mind of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the moment you put your product in the mind of people, don't care about the other person who is already making a lot of money, because a lot of young people, they give up so much.
Mm.
You see, a person is doing very well, because marketing, like with digital platform, is like free.
Mm-mm.
It's like free. Started posting his thing, started being serious, started talking about them, then the person give up. They started posting motivational speakers, people are not on my side. they don't want me to move forward. No, it's you giving up, because technology is not working like that.
Yeah.
Because the moment somebody viewed, maybe it could be I viewed the status by accident, next time I have to come back and see.
Mm-mm.
And maybe somebody will come and say, no, David, let me check your phone. What is there?
Yeah.
Because that is the beauty of technology.
Mm.
Because if you imagine now having the same product at home, you are only this product and you don't have a phone. It's only accessible to people that you can see.
Mm.
But having it on your phone, in your laptop, sending it to people's email, because you are operating in that environment. It's like today I'm going to South Africa just very fast, but just with a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I say, no, chief, you in Joburg, this is what I'm selling. Mm. Do you want it or not? You say, no, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Then it's fine. You go to Botswana. Mm. It's in 2 minutes. That is how fast technology is.
Yeah.
But those years, it would take my uncle at the back of a donkey, maybe the whole month, to reach people that I can just reach within an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think something that we really need to explore, because we spoke about e-commerce, we spoke about marketing, we spoke about freelancing. Maybe after the commercial break, let's move on. How should somebody with skills commercialize those skills through online business?
Yeah.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Ipapacho ya IMPA. Go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a IMPA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang. Tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatse ga apo e le nngwe fa go kopana setšhaba le phatlhalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMPA ke tse The Ellison, Ehangano, Doshi Herero o Mamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka, Kalunga, The African Sang for the Year, le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMPA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona dikito@omalaiti.com. Le moga o tseye IMPA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1, Business and Economic Segment. You can, of course, engage us in studio after this short commercial break. Our studio number is 083-288-401. That is, of course, 083-288-401.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash. To making the cooler box your seat for the night. To going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, we are talking about how to use digital tools in order to generate an income.
Yeah.
Before the break, we looked at things like freelancing, marketing, and what was it?
Yeah, we talk about e-commerce.
Yes, e-commerce,
We talk about e-commerce. We talk about the aspect of having a suitcase business.
Mm.
Business without any office, but it's making a lot of money. It's a business which also improve the life of individuals. Mm. Because one thing I'm reading from the impact report from World Economic Forum is this, it's indicating that the technology must be used for the greater good of people.
Mm-mm.
Because if you look at the field of medicine, it's more advanced to do a medical research now than 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because now you have an advanced technology.
Yeah.
It's also more easier to use smart agriculture.
Mm.
Because you have advanced technology. It's more easier to communicate with a person, to communicate with clients, to, you know, hosting conferences. Because imagine now, you have all those years. Which company should I give an example of? Maybe with different branches. Let me say you have a bank. Mm. Let me use FNB for example. And it has a lot of branches. Now you want to have an executive meeting. And these guys are very busy running up and down with money here and there.
Mm.
People, those years, they have to go to planes and travel to Windhoek or travel somewhere so that they can have that meeting.
Yeah.
But today, if you called different executives, then they say, no, we are very busy. Let's have an online meeting and save cost.
Mm-mm.
You're already done. That's why before we went to the break, I was talking about how should somebody utilize his or her skills to make sure that he used technology to make money. The first thing that you need to do is that you can't get anything without putting effort.
Mm.
Because first you need to educate yourself. If you are not educated about anything, use technology to educate yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't just be a designer from nowhere.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, use technology. Because if you have an iPhone, if you have a laptop and you have internet.
Yeah.
You have access to a lot of classrooms that nobody could enter those classrooms when we talk about 20 years ago. You search what you want to learn.
Mm.
There are a lot of free courses that you can learn. You can become a designer. You can improve your skills. You can improve your negotiation skills. You can improve your writing skills. Then the moment now when you have these skills, that is now where you have to apply them.
Mm.
Now, let me give an example of a graduate. If you graduate in, you can be a graduate of IT, you can offer your online services. Because I was so surprised, Kaveh, there was a point, I did not know, I think Jake is an expert in this. I did not know this thing. I had a problem with my computer.
Mm.
At that time, after I graduated, I used to work a lot with my computer. Then I have a problem with my computer. Then I had to call one of my friends. He's an IT guy. Then he said, no, David, I'll give you what the different codes and so on. Then that guy started operating a computer while he's at home. I did not know this thing. Yeah, it's only now when I came to Eagle FM, I realized, I think that was the thing that these people were using.
Yeah.
Then I was so surprised because he was at the north fixing my phone here in Windhoek.
Yeah.
Me just watching the mouse controlling itself. To me, who did not really have much knowledge about how computers are working, I can see, no, this is so interesting. Imagine now if this person was having a business.
Mm-mm.
You are sitting at home, you are being paid, you are fixing people's phone.
Yeah.
You are fixing people's laptop.
Yeah.
And that is a smart business that anybody can do. Then the other thing is also this, because some of the skills are very difficult to commercialize. we gave an example of a skill of a teacher. Then we can give an example of a salesperson or a marketing person or a business person, somebody who studied business, or an analyst, or a finance person. If you are an accountant, people, business, they always have things which are not in order.
Mm-mm.
People want their financial, you know, books to be done. Basic financial stock taking, analyzing the financial statement, risk management, and all those things. If you have a very good just marketing poster, then you are a genius. You can do those things when you are sitting at home. Even if you are not doing them when you are sitting at home, you can use technology to market what you are doing so that people can know you.
I think also another point to add on is that when it comes to, especially for the people who have businesses, I think, you know, you want to use technology to stay up to date with the latest trends and what's happening within your market. Because, you know, businesses are things that are always, you know, changing and evolving, and your competitors are always, you know, trying to one-up you. So I feel like you can use technology to really also see what's trending, see what people are into, and then you see how you can level up your business or what you can add on to your business that your customers, you know, could feel like you're thinking about them and you're, you know, considering their needs. So that's one way, because with technology you can always Google things, or you can always, you know, look for the new, for the latest apps that can help you advance your skills or your employee skills. And that's one way to develop your business or to advance your business also.
While you are there, Kaveh, I think it must be, it must be a normal practice, or what should, it must be compulsory for somebody who has a business to make sure that you have something that you can put digitally. Because that is the only way that you can access customers. Because Kaveh, those days at the village, when somebody, because they used to have this thing, especially women, they used to sell kapana. Either it's a ping, it's a pork, or it's a goat. You can move around most the village with a pot on top of his head. Then those times, there's no really enough phones. But now, if my mother killed a ping, her ping, for business, I'll just put something on WhatsApp. I'll just post something on WhatsApp, then the village know that, no, at Shombe's house, there's a ping being sold. And people must go. Just by putting something on my status, the whole village already know. And after 30 minutes, business is already done. But those years, a person can stay there because people do not know what's happening on the other side. What's happening on the other side, sometimes you end up not even making profit. But now, by the time people... But then people think you are already done with what you are selling, because it's always good also to support each other's business, or not to put other people's down when they are trying to bring themselves up. Because when you are new with this thing of in a digital world, or maybe at a digital platform, you make a lot of mistakes. You make a lot of mistakes. It's like You are new on Facebook. You think you are the best, but you already found people there. So you are new on Twitter. You are new way. You always make those mistakes, even with your business. You always make those mistakes, but it doesn't mean that you cannot utilize that platform to make money. Or to promote yourself.
I think, but also with digital tools, it's important to also look at the, not per se disadvantages, but maybe the a few warnings, because I feel like most people don't realize that. Digital tools can be one of the ways, like it can either make your business, or they can also, like, you know, make your business fall down. Because there's a lot that goes on social media and all of these platforms that you have to be aware of. You know, there are scammers out there. There are people who can actually hack into your business profile or something like that, and then they, you know, they start controlling it. You're saying there could be another person who's already in Asia and they are controlling your business from there, and you're unaware. So I feel like it's also important to be cautious, especially when it comes to what you are clicking online and what you are agreeing to, because you don't want your business to fall into the wrong hands, or, you know, somebody else to get control of your accounts. So it's always very it's always important to be very cautious when you're on online.
Because really nothing changed from a traditional way of life to the digital world. Life is still the same. The more you go to a certain level, the more you are facing those skills. I mean, those risks. Because there's always somebody who wants to take from you. It's the same as when you're a physical business, people are still going to steal.
It's true.
It's the same thing. Because if you have a market and you don't have a security guard, people are still going to break in and take their things. Yeah. If you have an online business, that's why a suitcase business, which is a business that you just make it in front of your computer, can also be attacked by people. Yeah, that's why it's always good to be cautious, as you have said. You put security measures, maybe advanced security measures, and you must also know what information to share.
Yeah.
And who to share with. Yeah, because otherwise, other people, when they realize that you are making money from that, they can manipulate the system.
Mm-mm.
Or they can use your name to make more money or scam people. Because they are scammers. That's why if you also like free things, you end up regretting.
Yeah.
There's no one who can just give you things for free like that. and that is something that we must put in mind, everyone, to say there's just no one who can give you things for free. Yeah, even you can't be on social media, then apparently, I think I heard this from Hermut. Apparently, no, like us guys.
Yeah.
No, you got a text from Beyonce. What do you think Beyonce wants from you? You think you are so like, you got a text from Beyonce. You know these influential people.
Yeah, yeah.
With a text from Beyonce and other things. Some people end up even sending money to these unknown characters.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they think they are so lucky, they are going to be connected. But you're already scammed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, apparently somebody is booking you from UK and what, we are very happy for. You think these people, how can you just come from nowhere like that?
Yeah.
And that is a digital world for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always those funny competitions like spin the wheel, you're going to win 100K. I'm like, no, why?
You can't do
just
that.
Just from spinning a wheel, really.
No, Kame, if you want me not to trust you, just tell me I'm going to make money next week if I put something on. I don't trust that thing. Oh, we have a caller. Okay, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Yeah, we are at Business and Economic Segment Platform. We talk about how can young people or anybody out there can utilize technology to make money. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you started good.
How are you, sir?
Now, I'm good, good.
Yeah.
So, how are we?
I'm well.
Yeah, you started good there.
Okay.
Yeah, to convincing young people to engaging with internet, but when it comes to where you are now, that stage you sign up with a company that protecting your product. You don't go on your own software. You go under, as you are saying, you go to Instagram. So when you are in Instagram, there is some platform that you have.
Yeah,
choose where they are going to pay. So like you are using PayPal. And others. So those one you don't go on your own that you want to pay straight into your account.
Yeah.
No, things never work like that because once they paid you, at the end of the day they want to reverse what they are paying. They want to pay
I'm not getting you. I think you have a very good point. It's only that I'm not really getting you. Can you please try to clarify, maybe speak up?
Okay. So when you are on your own website, let me say you sign up with a website.
Okay.
And you're putting up your product on that website and you're putting your account that they have to pay him on this FNB account.
Yeah.
So what causing the cyber attack is when a person paying straight to your account,
yeah,
they're asking back that, no, I was not wanting to pay the one for 700. I wanted to pay the one for 1.4. You understand?
Okay.
So can you reverse that? So once you have access to reversing that money, and repackaging it to the other one, it's where they're wiping all the money. So that's why now they're putting up in the platform where you can getting money through.
Yeah, I hear you.
So this is now what PayPal and others, Bitcoins and Bit. So all those things in that, they are the one that is protecting your business.
Okay.
Scammers. Because PayPal, they're taking the money from your client, the account, and keep it for a certain period of time.
Getting it for you.
two to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then they said, are you satisfying for what you are paying for? Said, yes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So and then they give you your money. So that is how now to protecting the business. That is how...
Just hold the line, Nate. Just hold the line.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Having trouble kickstarting those New Year's resolutions? With Heineken 0.0, Dry Jan just got easier. 0.0% alcohol, 100% Heineken. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, so we can continue.
Yeah, so that one is now like you're setting your business in Venue Park,
mm-hmm.
where there is a secret company that is protecting the whole bridge. So you're not worried about the boogers that they can come in. No.
Yeah, that's why I was saying you are some of the people that we need in this show, because we are busy talking about business. Then the critical part is now the finance part.
Yeah,
because so that is where we need really good advice and the experts, especially those who deal with electronic financing, or how do they call it, e-banking and all those things.
So those are now the thing that is not on the stage where you are starting with. The starting with is like, you have to be ready to be challenged on what you are uploading in your profile.
Yeah.
So as you are saying, you are a graduate, let me say you are an accountant, a graduate and don't have a work, and you want to do bookkeeping for somebody else. So this person has been in the business for quite longer than you. Who is only never be practicing for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So when now this person approaching you and says, no, I give you $2,000, and you are saying $2,000 must just in saving $87. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So those challenges, the one that is making you a person to like you, because you are explaining to him how you're learning from school.
Yeah.
And you said in the field now, this is where I want him to fit in, because the environment where you are is not accommodating the people that were supposed to buy your product.
Mm-hmm.
You need now to sign up with this type of platform, and then I'm becoming one of them because of my graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, now you get a briefcase of moving around promoting this client of yours. You end up now having 6 or 7 of them because of what you are explaining to them, and then you setting up also your website for your same graduate that you've been graduate with you 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They're starting also joining.
So you have to start. You have to start small.
Excuse me.
You have to start small.
Yeah. So you, not that you start small.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of African people is that they don't accept the challenge.
We go.
They believe more.
We don't like pain.
To the certificate, But if you look at in America or in UK, you're finding a college who are challenging a BA graduate, you see now.
Because
of the practice, because of the role model that she have.
Yeah.
So if she have, a CEO or a manager of somewhere, she's challenging that person on the field which she believes she wants him to engage in on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, she's learning more from that person who has been in 15 years in the business. And you, a graduate, which is only graduated in 2020, and you have been 3 years without even practice on that.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, you didn't graduate, you are just a college, what? But she's making more money than you.
And that is the problem that we have.
Yeah, that is what we have in Africa. To young people who must start engage
yeah,
on what you want him to do. No matter you are graduate on that field,
yeah,
start engaging with that field,
yeah,
and see whether what you are graduated or whether what you're learning in school, it can be practiced on the real world.
No,
so for that reason, the young people now in the United States and in some part of Scandinavia, Australia,
yeah,
so they're making more money because of what? Because of YouTube, which they know all the young people are now viewing the YouTube.
Especially us in Africa.
Yeah. So when you now... No. In Africa, we just view it.
Yeah.
There's people that is already wanting to know why you are operating this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want people to learn or just want people to view it?
Yeah.
So they're challenging you on that. And tomorrow, you're not uploading anything anymore because of these challenges, I say.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I want you to learn, and I'm learning on that. And then they hire you to practice more so that they can learn more from you. You understand?
That is how
they're making money through the Google platform. Because the Google platform is now that it challenges because it's monopolizing the world.
Yeah.
Because of any software that is coming into advertising, like TikTok and others, they don't get more client. Because in TikTok, in TikTok you don't learn.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir,
for your contribution.
Okay.
Who are we speaking to?
Andreas.
Who maybe we should invite you one day. You have a really good point, especially on...
Okay. No, I'll give you a call and then we'll talk.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
You can, of course, also engage us here in studio by calling us at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401.
Mm. Africans, we don't like pain.
Yeah, but I think it actually what he's saying is actually, you know, going in with our first point that we had, you know, of saying that we usually see how these young people in the other countries, you know, are advancing because they are not afraid to take the risks.
Yeah.
Whereas here in Africa, we know we like to watch and we like to put ourselves in a box to say, maybe I can't do that, maybe I can't do this, maybe I'm still too young.
I think, why do you think is that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's how we are raised or I think maybe it's a problem of, especially the thing of saying that we're too young.
Yeah.
Because what is too young? I don't understand that concept. What do you mean by too young?
For what? There's something I read to say, no, if, let me say you reach the age of 35. It's an example. Né? When you reach the age of 35, your parents think you are too old, you must get married.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, when somebody pass on at the age of 35, people think, no, that person was too young.
Yeah.
To go. Because the point I'm trying to make is that don't live by definition of what the society is saying.
Mm.
You are not too young for anything. If you look at what people did, I think it's just the motivation. Mm. Not really to say we are too young.
Yeah.
Because I can't be a baby until 50. I can't.
Because even the people that hold the most world records now, even if you look at them, you know, by the time they attained those records, they were fairly young.
Yeah.
But then if they were able to do such great things at such young ages, like what's limiting you from also, you know, performing at the same rate?
I think being young is an advantage because you are not really deep into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes when you sit with an older person, will tell you that, no, you must do a lot of mistakes because you are too young, you are too energetic.
Mm-mm.
Because you don't really, especially a lot of you don't really care much about health, you don't really care much about a lot of things, too much responsibilities, although you still have responsibilities.
Mm-mm.
But when you are growing old, even your innovation skills are also going down.
Your
creativity will go down.
Yeah, and I think that's a lesson that we can actually take from other countries is that, you know, when it comes to technology or all of these are digital tools, you just have to try. You have to, you know, you have to start.
Yeah.
So because those people didn't, you know, just out of the blue, they know how to assemble an electric car or they know how to set up an app or they know how to code or how to do whatever. You know, it has to start from somewhere. And once we remove that mentality of, no, we are going to wait for them to do something for us and then we just copy it, like, I feel we will go far.
Yeah. And I think that the best thing to start with is marketing.
Mm.
Because if you have
you have 200 contacts in your phone. Maybe some of this number you were just using them because you went to ask for assistance. Maybe the neighbor or your car got stuck. Just you have 200 contact numbers in your phone, and there is a business that you are doing at home. Let me say you are fixing chairs or whatsoever.
Yeah.
Upload your things. Start there. Because some people, they are very good at making friends, but very difficult at learning from those friends. Kaveh, have you find somebody who have a lot of friends around, but this person is still, I don't want to say, the person is still down. You are still down because you are not getting anything. Unless it's them who are getting something from you. If they are your true friends, they will support your business. Even if they are not supporting your business, they will market it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's why it's really important for any business per se, you know, to put themselves out there, whether it's through a website or you start an Instagram account or Facebook account, Twitter, even TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, really, all of these platforms can be used to really market your products and to really promote your products. So I feel like it's important to put yourself out there.
Yeah, and this thing of having or maybe this thing of just using data to see what's happening in Hollywood, which is also not a problem, but focusing on popular culture and all those things without seeing what you can get from your phone, I think this is something which really need to end. Because we are giving out our time and attention to people that don't even think about us. But if you can really say, no, let me use my cell phone, let me use my laptop, at least to generate some income for me. How can I do this? There is no way you don't have a special skill.
Yeah.
You just have that skill that you have that you are going to use. And it's more, and it's also very important to make sure that even if you are not making anything enough, learn from that device that you are using other than following things which are not going to take you anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even for some people, you have to notice the social media influences.
Yeah.
You know, those are people that maybe they're not per se, let me say, some of them are not good at business.
Yeah.
But then they've taken the platform that they have and the followers that they have, and they generate an income from that, you know, through doing promotions or marketing other people's products for them. Or they know that they sign collaborations with big brands and then they promote those products for those people. That's also a way that you can actually make money for yourself.
Some people make money from comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make money from comedy. Don't think when a person is making you laugh, this person trained. This person was also preparing. Yeah, because I think Helmut will come and tell you. you know, it's not an easy thing to do. Because you can find almost the same thing being done by different people. Then this one has 20,000 followers. This one just have 2. Because it requires creativity.
Yeah.
In those things. And it's up to you, because another person that you are watching is in business. You are just sitting in the sofa, killing time. Then you complain and all those things, which is really something which need to stop. Let us try to make sure that we use our digital platform at least to generate some money while we are looking at the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, once you get into something, I feel like it's important to really put effort and to really, you know, try or to attempt at least to do a good job at it.
Yeah.
That's why it's important for, you know, to identify, like, what are you good at and how can you know you penetrate that market and how can you make an impact into that market, because you don't want to just come in and blend in with everybody or whatever. You want to stand out because, you know, you want to possibly do this for a very long time. So you're going to have to be the one that stands out, and you're going to have to, you know, reinvent yourself every single year so that you stay relevant. And these are things, you know, that are going to be hard at first. But I feel like once you get a good motion, once you get the flow of it, you'll be able to succeed.
Yeah, and don't run away from pain. You already told. Yeah, because challenge will always be there.
Yeah.
Don't run away from pain. Yeah, I think we have around 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes to finalize and give you an opportunity to the next program which is coming. Chomtuma. Yeah, maybe just we have a
Yes, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Yes.
How are you, my people?
We are good, we are good.
We are good.
Yes.
Yes, so people who are seated in the chauffeur, if they are not generating an income, yeah, and I know, like you are saying, there are so many ways of generating an income.
Yeah.
Income generating activity. That's what we call, actually, income generating activity.
Yes.
diminishes in the rural area. In fact, in the rural area,
yeah,
it's where you have got plenty of resources.
Yeah.
Even in terms of the capital element, human element,
yeah,
even the material, yeah, the resources,
yeah,
you have got the Mbale there,
yeah,
you have got all kinds of things,
yeah.
There are so many activities that you can do, mending fences,
yeah,
plowing.
Then you can market that, right?
Eh?
You can use also online platform to get more customers.
Yes. Yes. You can advertise yourself and you can market. You just say fine.
Yeah.
If I have to mend your so the fence or ngubu or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have got this Mbale. So maybe Kavei might not know the language.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. The palm trees, those small ones that you can use, make a Mbale.
Yeah.
And you now advertise them on the digital platforms.
It's true.
Mm.
Digital platforms. Mm. So somebody who was here, those pioneers who were here when the Eagle was formed.
Mm.
So the Kevin, one time he gave us a lecture. Mm-hmm. You know the kids who are making comic. You know those comics that we read?
Yeah.
The comics, the small movies, and they are also publicized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are written. Those comics that you are usually reading.
Uncle, maybe just 30 seconds because we are out of time.
Oh, no, it's fine. We can continue tomorrow, but I said, let's mobilize ourselves. Let's encourage ourselves not to be sitting or lying down in the chauffeur.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Yes, thank you, dear listeners, for listening to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Kaveh. And yeah, continue following our social media platform, Eagle FM, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also read our The Villager newspaper, which is coming out tomorrow. Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, till tomorrow.
Sharp.